So this case is a very unusual, interesting example of endocrine-sensitive metastatic disease. Can you talk a little bit about where we are with data on this question? You mentioned the CHARTED trial, and then now subsequently there have been a number of other phase 3 trials. What do we know about adding things on to androgen deprivation?
This is actually fantastic. We are, I would say, in an unprecedented era. Those who would remember the days of the 80s and the 90s will very well remember the concept of combined androgen deprivation with LHRH therapy targeting the testis or with orchiectomy plus oral therapy with an anti-androgen. And I'm sure your audience remember flutamide and bicalutamide and nalutamide and so on. And if you go back to those data in totality, the data was kind of what I would say quasi-positive. In some trials, there was definitely a survival advantage. In others, there wasn't. Several meta-analyses were conducted, and at the end of the day, there was a net effect of benefit of combined androgen deprivation. So we're sort of reliving that cycle. Similarly, chemotherapy was tested with hormone therapy in the 80s and 90s, and there are many, many clinical trials, and the chemotherapy of the time had really no clear advantage in that regard. So as a principle, in terms of maximizing treatment with either double targeting for AR or multi-targeting with AR targeting plus chemotherapy is a concept that has been evaluated. We just so happen to have much better drugs as we have right now.
It's funny when you're mentioning these historical things is bringing back memories to me. And I don't know why, because I think it was when we first got involved with CME on prostate cancer, there was this gigantic, like 9,000 patient trial looking at high dose bicalutamide.
Yeah.
Around that time.
You remember those days.
Well, barely. So yeah, that was sort of the first wave. And then you didn't hear anything for years.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden, things started happening, I guess maybe 5 years ago.
You're absolutely correct. There was a lot of interest in multiple things. One of them also was to avoid castration by itself with the use of high-dose antiandrogens, as you were mentioning. And again, there was even testing with a drug called Suramin. I don't know if you remember that or not. We tested it in SWOG in a phase 2 trial. So there was a lot of testing that occurred historically to try to maximize the anti-tumor strategy. I think the advantage of better drugs is very clear.